We are live.
I'm calling to order the November 13th meeting of the City of Berkeley Lake Planning and Zoning Commission. First order of business is to review the minutes, following which we'll entertain a motion.
How much motion we accept on this presented?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of approving the minutes as presented?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Hey, Dan.
Hello.
I'm going to ask for a slight change in the agenda. In order that we can discuss possibility of a change for the meeting date in December, I'm asking the commission's indulgence to change the minutes in that way, then we'll go into the discussion. Is there I move to approve the change in the minutes to add.
We'll add under new business an item B, which will be discussion of meeting schedule for December. Okay.
So I guess we have to call for a vote on that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Very well. Okay. What I would like to propose is that we try for the first Tuesday in December for the next meeting, rather than the December 11th time, which I think would be our standard meeting time. But that could be changed as well too. The reason is, quite frankly, I have a problem with December 11th, and I'm asking for indulgence. I do know we will be meeting that day. It's important that there be a quorum on that date. So if...
Is there already business then?
There will be. There will be a meeting. I'm informed by the mayor and council and staff that we will be asked to transact some business. It will not be a regular public meeting. Am I correct for that?
It is for a recommendation on a rezoning,
right,
for an annexation.
Right. And so because of council's timeline, and Jeff, you'll remember how we got into this before, we really have to act, or council's hands are tied on this matter. So that's to be discussed in the
How much time do we have to give the public, though? I guess it's not a public.
Actually, this one won't be advertised as a public hearing. The public hearing will be held with the council, so this will be just a public meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission for a recommendation on it.
But if somebody came up with a variance?
Oh, if they did, but I don't have any at this point.
Okay.
Today would have been the deadline for them to apply.
Today would have been the deadline, because it's only 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Until December 4th.
Can I ask a question, Ronnie?
Do
we have to make this change tonight? And the reason I'm saying that is I will know my December schedule probably tomorrow. But I do not have it tonight.
Gotcha. That we don't have to do anything. We don't, you know.
I mean,
so
if we were going to change it, is tonight when we would have
we
to change
have,
it?
We could have, you know, Pat pull some availability dates for December while not making a firm decision, or making maybe a tentative decision for tonight, and then doing like, you know, how we did a couple years ago where we transact. I think that the meeting in December will be fairly straightforward. It won't be a long and complicated one, from what I understand. But it is one where it's important that everyone who can be present, and that's why I'm asking. So let me, Dan, ask you this. I think what you're saying is that you can't be sure of any time you're available at this point.
Not for the next probably couple days. Anyway.
OK. Can I ask, can I simply propose December 6th? Is it 4th?
4th.
4th, which is the first Tuesday instead of the second Tuesday. And then put that down as tentative, but then allow that if we can't get a quorum on that date, and or if you can't make it, we'll do an email solicitation and find dates. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we'll do December 4th, and if any of you will let me know if that's a conflict for you, and then we'll see what else we can work out.
Do we need a motion on that, or can we just, we can just say that, can we? We don't need to have a motion for that, do we?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on. All right. For new business, we have consideration of a request for a special use permit, SU2012-04 at 4540 South Berkeley Lake Road, where the applicant is asking for approval to operate an auto body repair as a special use at that location. Staff has reported the details of that application, and so we're open for discussion.
I meant to get by there. So do we have representatives from, is that?
Yep.
These are the prospective tenants here.
Okay.
They can answer your questions about their business. So. And if you speak, would you say your name also?
Right. If whoever would just indicate your name and who you are and so forth, just for the record, because all of this is recorded.
Sure. Okay. Sure. My name is Vitaly Arutunov, and this is Alexander Arutunov. We're brothers. We trying to get the special use permit for this building because we think it's going to be a perfect building for us to do a business in. Because where we at right now, our contract is over, and the landlord wants us to pay more. And we found this building. We think it's just going to work perfectly for us because it has
fresh and nice.
Yeah, everything is, all the drains and office is clean, everything is perfect. And we just trying to get the special use permit because we will have a paint booth in there. And the paint stuff, they're chemicals. Mm-hmm. And we have all our documents here that we very careful with stuff like that. Even though we were at the other shop and with the city of Chamblee, the fire department, they came and they checked all our chemicals, make sure we have four-hour cabinets that make sure the chemicals are safe in there and stuff like that. So
it'll only be on the inside, not the outside.
Yes.
The
yes.
painting.
Inside only. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And also, like the paint, because we have the certified filters by EPA, so we won't create no problems to our neighbors or anybody.
The filters are in and out.
Paint booths are regulated by the state, are they not? You're required to get
an EPA, air quality.
We have to keep a track of how often we change our filters. Those filters, they say they last for a year, but we change them every 6 months because the quality of our paint job on cars, I think it would be horrible if we keep those filters there for a year. So we change them every 6 months. And I think it's good for environment also because of...
Just a couple of questions environmentally. On the storage of your paints, where would they be stored?
There's a four-hour cabinets that we have. Basically, it's just to protect from explosion and stuff like that.
Do you have MSDS sheets on all the chemicals that you keep? Because they're usually on file with the fire marshal as well.
We do.
I do have everything here, and we use Safety Clean to for the service.
They regularly come to our shop, and what they do, they just service our machine to clean our because we use their machine to clean the paint guns, whatever we have to clean. Yeah. Their machine cleans it all for us, but they service that for us, and they come every 3 months to do that.
On the outside storage of vehicles and such, I noticed that there was a condition that you had added to it. So, two-part question, are you okay with that condition?
Yes, we've been doing this for 3 years at the other building. Same thing with the landlord over there. He said, listen, no junk here, no salvage cars or, you know, garbage in my territory. I want it nice and clean. But like I was telling earlier that most of our cars, if they'll be parked there, they'll have a damage, but you won't even see the damage. It would be very minor, but...
But even if, you know, some cars that will have, like good accident, or they will be inside...
Yeah, that's our goal, to keep them inside for just our safety.
So mostly like a dentless repair sort of place?
So it's like they call it bender, something like that.
So... The reason I wanted to get by there was because how visible is any of this from the street, even if they had it? I mean, even if there was a car out there that was dented, I mean, the way it looked to me on the plat, it's back far off the street and behind the buildings. And so did anybody get by there?
I can come in.
By there?
Very well. I went to, that was one of the properties I had talked to the owner about during the annexation
right.
Days, it is well in
that's
the
what I thought.
The street. It really is.
So even
yeah,
this...
Flat of it, like
would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, and so, it's a small building.
Yeah.
I have a question. Is when you paint the cars, how long do you keep them inside before you let them out to the air? Would that affect the other businesses?
Yeah, yeah. We usually...
it takes like 6 hours to 12. That's how the clear gets dry all the way. Well, and it usually stays inside of the paint while it's drying. So.
But in summer, we have a special... What we do in summer, it dries quicker. The clear just within a couple hours, it's good to go, but you can drive with the car out with a couple hours. You still have to let it sit there for 24 hours to make sure it, you know, gets a nice grip to the paint. What we do, we pull them out and we park them to a safe place inside the building, not outside, inside the building, where nobody will be able to touch it. Like just like in the other shop, we have a special area where plastics and the cars all sit there till they're good to go. Or any parts we paint, even if it's a bumper, because we can't wait for 24 hours for the car to finish painting, drying. We have other things to paint. So what we do, we just put them to a side, to a safe place inside the building.
Nice clean room, no dust.
Yeah, nice clean room where there's no dust and nobody will be able to touch it. But we don't keep anything outside that would be, you know, dangerous to customers or anybody.
Even the paint job, while it's fresh, it has to stay inside.
Yeah, for at least 24 hours.
So how much business, I wish you great success and to have hundreds and hundreds of vehicles, but how much business would you expect to see, or how many vehicles would you expect to have parked, ready to go in, or ready to come out?
Well, right now we kind of handle like 5 to 10 cars a week. They go try to do them quick, and some cars, if we cannot handle it in one time or something, we just risk, you know, doing another scheduling for another week or so.
Still depends sometimes too, because if it's an insurance job, if it's in some weird company, like, you know, for insurance company, it takes them forever to get to our shop. And so sometimes cars sit there for a week or two before we even do anything. But like I said, most of our cars, we keep them inside. It's just for our security, because our insurance doesn't cover what sits outside of our building.
That's pretty good constraint right there.
Yeah. Does anybody have any concerns? Because when I read through this, my only question was whether we even needed the condition. So that's where I'm coming from. So does anybody have any concerns about it that we need to address at all?
Hearing no concerns, may I call for a vote, please, on the motion to approve the recommended special use SU2012-04 with one condition as follows: that outdoor storage of damaged or dismantled vehicles or parts is prohibited. That would be the motion. Would anybody make that motion? And then I'll need a second.
Can I make that motion without having to repeat every word?
Yes.
I'll second.
It's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Abstaining, none. Motion passes. There, you have your special permits. Special
good
use,
luck.
Yeah.
Good luck
with your business.
Yeah, good luck.
Good success.
Yeah.
But remember, we'll see you on Thursday.
Right. Yeah. All right. Very well. Thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen.
All right. This.
So Thursday
for a final decision.
You know, this use actually is a prior use for that.
It was a racing shop or something.
Well, but they had,
and they were doing the same thing probably
along those lines. So there's no question to me when I looked at it that was consistent with the general, you know.
But that wasn't something you could do administratively.
No, we don't have provision for that as we went into new business areas. You know, looking down the line, maybe that's something you all would want to consider, but I think this was a reasonable request. I understand the thing. But it is good. Glad you went over there, Amy. You know, it is good to go and visit these places and just get a first-hand look.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm what it looked like on the plat.
I was meaning to, but we had some reorganization of our department.
One of the reasons I recommended that condition is they are not the only tenants on the property. There are other tenants as well. So
right. Downey Trees has the buildings
they're
in front.
They're next door.
Yeah.
Downey Trees is
next door.
Well,
they actually have the buildings in front.
Oh, do they have that
front?
Building in front too?
In front as well.
There's another building.
The ones that are.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the gentleman that was with him?
They're the partners. I'm going to have to get their names.
Next time I'll try to tease that more out.
All I could understand was Vitaly, yeah. So I'll have to get the spelling of his last name.
I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn, and then we can relax.
Yes.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. The meeting is adjourned.
I don't think Roger could do this job if he doesn't have the gavel.
Hey! You'll get your turn, mister.
Almost our shortest meeting ever.
That's pretty short.
Pretty short.
Well, when we had what's his name over here on the, when he was on the commission, he'd just drive it. He just didn't want to be here. Oh, what's his name?
He didn't like that.
I have to turn it off. It's recording. Yeah.
Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom.
Just,
Tom. Yeah, Tom. Tom would just drive it right there.
Just to give everybody a heads up.
This too will pass.
About December's meeting.
My famous mother saying that.
I'm told by the mayor and some councilmembers that they're ready to move forward with consideration of annexation of Hermitage, the Hermitage area.
Okay.
Now,
makes sense.
This is our role is not directly that. However, as Jeff and Dan will recall, unless planning and zoning offers some advice about the puts into place a provisional rezoning for a newly annexed area. That's sort of provisional. It would it ties council's hands in even moving forward with the rest of the more formal process to it.
I say heavy industrial.
That'll cover the law.